Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
This clip came to my attention a while ago. This is Philip Regan, aka the Queen of Scotty Road. I don't know if you've seen it, but have a little listen to this.
Oh, Bob, love, I can't save you. Sorry.
What you I'm bad, what for,
okay? Shoplifting.
What?
That fucker.
Shoplifting?
Yeah, you're
not
allowed.
Oh, you f***ing half-faced f***ing cab. Who do you think you are, eh?
You're not allowed.
A ball of vodka. Half your chicken.
Get out.
Hey, you know what I always say? Time to rot and friends of you. Ta-ra to f*** you.
Well, it also came to the attention of millions of other people. It went viral. It was a huge, huge hit. The man himself is on the line now to explain himself. Philip.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, love. How are you?
Oh, I'm smashing. Thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. But you're a wanted man after that video. First of all, were you actually shoplifting? Did you actually get kicked out of a shop? Tell us.
No. I was going to the bingo. So I went into the shop to get myself half a bottle of vodka.
Of course.
Now, the girl behind the counter, Lucy, I've done a few videos in the shop. And I said to her, here's my camera, just play it and then I'll do the rest. She said, okay, she's behind the counter, as you can see on the, if you've seen that clip. And then the rest was history. But people think that I was shoplifting. And of course, I certainly wasn't.
It was viral history. That one video, about 10 million views, but all your
million?
Videos. Yeah, 25 million views. You're a bit of an internet sensation. How and why, tell us.
Well, I've only been on it, you know, for about 2 months. TikTok. I've only been on it for 2 months.
Are you just the ultimate buzzer, as we say in Ireland? You're just a mad buzzer, are you?
Oh, yeah. Anything for a laugh. Anything for a good laugh and a good joke. A good sing-along, you know. As I always say, time to rat and friends of you, now to rat to you. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, it's a catchphrase now. It's all over Liverpool. I love it. Where it's catching on around the world. But you're known as the Queen of Scotty Road. First off, what's the Scotty Road? Where did that come from? Where did the name come from?
Now, Scotland Road in Liverpool is a very, very famous road. Now, Cilla Black come from it. And it's a very, very famous road. Like, from it was really an Irish, all the Irish lived on Scotland Road and the Italians. Like my great granddad and grandmother come from Dublin, so they were getting on the boats to go to America, and it stopped in Liverpool, and they got off in Liverpool. So if they never got off in Liverpool, I wouldn't be here now.
They never made it to America.
No, they got off in Liverpool.
Did they get off in Liverpool and think it was America?
Yeah, thought it was America. he thought it was America.
They're like, wow, this is amazing. Yeah. Well, thank God they did, and you have that amazing accent
God
that we absolutely love. Yeah, yeah. But you were well known around the place before this video in Liverpool, weren't you?
Yes, I'm very well known in Liverpool, the city centre. Well, Scotland Road is the city centre. So I am very well known. And you know what, honestly, truthfully, I've got a lot of Irish followers.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of them do come into Liverpool and they all want to meet me. Now, I'm meeting a few people on Thursday. Some lady, 60, she comes from Dublin, funny enough. And she wants to meet me because it's going to be a surprise for her. So I said, well, why not? Why not?
That's lovely. What I mean? Philip, what's the day job?
My day job, well, to tell the truth, I was working in a shelter for the homeless.
Good on you.
And, you know, with addictions. So I was cooking there. So I was doing a bit of cooking. And then I used to go on to the cleaning, you know, to make a few bob.
Yeah.
You know, to make extra money, a few hours to make me wages up. But you know what? It was a lovely place to work in. Fantastic staff in there. Do you know what? You couldn't wish for nicest people what I worked with.
But now you're full-time making videos now and that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got a new single out, haven't I? On the 17th of September.
I know you do. I have a clip of it here and we're going to play it. Don't you worry, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much.
But listen, you've been on TV since all this has kicked off. How does it feel? You sound like a bit of a natural that you were destined to do this kind of thing. And I know you used to work in a shelter, which is very worthy and fair play to you for doing that. But never underestimate the power of entertainment either and how important that is to people as well. So you're doing something very worthy now, making people laugh. I mean, that is a gift in itself.
Yeah, it is a gift.
What's the goal?
My goal, to go to the top.
Dublin.
To go to the top. Sky is my limit. Aww. And the moon and the sun.
I can see you doing a dating show, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been on the BBC. I can just say a little bit about that. But it's with Bradley Walsh. But it's on the BBC.
I love Bradley
That's all
Walsh.
I can say.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Well, exciting things are happening. Isn't that funny? Just for a little video making people laugh.
Yeah.
You're still making videos. So you said you made a single especially of this catchphrase. I mean, it caught on so much in the UK. T-shirts have been printed with the phrase on it and are on sale in Liverpool. Do you want to remind people the catchphrase?
Oh, yeah. Well, as I always say, times are hard and friends are few. Ta-ra to you. You know, and then I've got a lot of time there for dancing. You know, I never had nothing in the fridge. I still want something to look at. Wash, you got a face on your mother, cut love. The last time you was washed is when the midwife washed you. Now go on, I said. You know, I've got...
oh,
I've
my
got
God.
A hell of a lot of saying. Hell
you
of a
do,
lot.
You I do. Have. But let's talk about the single. It's coming out. I predict it's going to be a huge hit. We're going to play a little clip of it. Philip Regan, thank you for taking the call and best of luck in everything you do. Don't forget us when you're big and famous and making millions in the BBC, right?
Well, yeah. Whenever I come big, I promise you this, I'll come personally on your show because... When I go live on my TikTok, I was telling everyone that I'm going on a radio station. And I've got, as I said, I've got a lot of people following me. And they all thought that I was going on to the station. They're always going to come down to the station.
But
maybe next time.
Well, you have a huge Irish following. And if you become rich and famous and come over to Ireland, and if I catch you on Radio 1 or another radio station, I'm going to burst you.
Use it there first. You got me on first, so... You'll be the number one.
Listen, you're a star. Have a great day and thanks for coming on the show. There we go. That is Philip Regan, absolute legend.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.